Hi, everyone. Welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today, with the maybe nice weather slowly approaching here in New England, we're going to jump into grills. And let's talk about Weber Grills specifically, a brand that, you know, certainly is synonymous with grilling and one of the best known names out there on the market, and certainly one of the most popular there. So let's talk about Weber in general.
Yeah, so Weber's a brand, again, you said it, New England heritage for sure. I mean, that's kind of been like the bell cow for a good grill, reasonably priced, that lasted a long time. You could always get parts, rebuild it, so on and so forth. That's kind of that has built Weber, mm-hmm. really. And then you had the box store grills that we all see walking in and out that are $3.99 that look the part, but we know that they're made overseas, very low quality, but look good. And you know they are disposable. They're gonna, you know, not the best grilling. It's probably more for looks or size than it is performance for those folks.
You see that cooking box rotting a lot over time.
So Weber's kind of always been that bell cow, and they have a few series there. You know, as you know, the Spirit, which is really for space restricted. They tend to be their smaller grills and their more stripped down versions. Good for folks that might have a vacation home that they rent. You see a lot of those, almost a more disposable version of a Weber grill, probably not the grill you aspire to or would keep at your main house, unless you're space restricted. The cost jump from most spirits to the meat of their line, where 95% of our sales come from, that Genesis, that's where you hitting that, you know, kind of $1,100 to $1,499-ish, $1,500 price point with some good grill, good options, some color options, side burners, non-side burners, bigger square footage, much bigger chassis, doors behind, below the deck, hiding gas, you know, can hide the gas can, things like that. So I think that the Genesis is really the meat, and that's the one we tend to get. Yeah. And they had the Summit, which the Summit was always their version of a pro grill, a Weber's version, for a lot less money. They've started to do a couple of things with one or two of the new Summits, but they need a complete overhaul of that line. It's been in the talks, and they even talk about maybe getting into more true built-in, drop-in, like masonry, you know, stone veneer type grill heads. But I think that's kind of a slow burn for them before they're there. But I think over the next couple of years, there's some innovation there. And I think it's needed. So for most people, I think the Summit's really an overpriced version of a Genesis to give for less.
Yeah. And like you said, that Genesis line, it's really kind of like 95% of their sales there. And within that line, it's really, you kind of have three burner and then a larger four burner option, which, you know, really just a bigger grill. And within that, there's a few different series. So certainly kind of like step ups, like when you're going from kind of that entry-level three-burner Genesis to the higher-end three-burner Genesis, really what you get is a lot of times you can go from that enamel color, like a black. They have some different colors, like a blue green sometimes. But you go to a stainless steel head. Stainless steel, just nicer look, tends to last longer, doesn't chip like the enamel does. And then little features that you also get kind of when you step up a lot of times is the stainless steel grates themselves. They all really have that kind of 7-millimeter stainless steel grate there. You'll kind of get bigger rods, 9-millimeter on some of the step-up models. Like you said, you might be able to get a side burner that some people use, a lot of people don't use, but you get that side burner on the step-up models. Weber, in their Genesis series, also introduced last year that kind of Weber Crafted. And it's kind of a cool, easy way to add some different accessories into your grill. So you see a lot now, like the flat top, the griddle grills, and things like that. They've made it so you can kind of, you know, easily pop out one of those grates and pop in a different accessory there. So whether you want to add a griddle accessory, maybe it's a vegetable basket accessory.
Pizza stones,
things like that. Absolutely. So some cool ways to be able to add some of that in that step-up models. They've also added really easy storage for those, because sometimes those can be difficult to store when you have all these big grates. And then also lighting. So as you kind of step up, you'll have better lighting as well. And I have a light on my grill. I will tell you, I never thought it would make a difference, but the light is huge on the grill, especially, you know, when it's not the summer and it's getting dark out at like 4:30 and you want to go grill in the winter. Yeah, definitely having that light helps a little bit. So some nice kind of step up options there, you know, a little bit more power in the burners on the BTUs on the burners as well. But you'll definitely get some good features on the step up models that are typically not much more than kind of their entry level models.
Yeah, and for sure, that's some of the things you talked about, the thicker grates, the stainless steel grates, some of the features, some of the color, unique colors. You know, those would be the reasons actually to buy from a brick and mortar store versus a box store. Because while many times the chassis looks the same, the actual interior builds for the same price are actually much more robust in the brick and mortar channel.
Exactly.
Versus the box store. So, you know, while it's sometimes tempting as you walk in and out of those box stores to see those Webers and just, I'm going to grab one, you know, probably better to A, buy from someone that would service it if it broke.
Exactly.
And then moreover, at least speak with the local appliance retailer, because they probably have features that you don't know you're getting that you are, that really matter to you for the same amount of money.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's to hoping to get some summer weather soon. And hopefully this is everything you need to know about Weber Grills.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw? Give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.